Good day, listeners. We present to you our podcast, Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches. We discuss a variety of topics that are important to the church. Examples include sexual abuse, all types of addictions, religious abuse, and recovery. This platform provides counseling sessions, meaningful question and answer, and a counseling continuum. Our co-hosts include Ms. Lolita, Personnel Director, Mrs. Tennille, our Technical Director. We have an impressive array of program contributors. And I'm your host. My name is Prince, founder of Antioch Youth Center, 501(c)(3) program, licensed counselor, now retired. So join in this exciting podcast, Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches, and be a part of the healing process. I want to introduce our author tonight. She's written two books, Peggy Pulliam. She's a mom and a grandmother and a wife, and she has a real burden for talking about separations, divorce recovery, and areas of dysfunction that she has a real heart for. I sense that in discussions with her, and she conducts workshops in those areas that is vital to reconciliation. She does classes in those groups and helps to organize support groups in those areas. So we're glad to have that. Want to give her a hand tonight for being with us. Peggy, glad to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
First of all, let me have your contact information. I'm sure people are going to want to contact you tonight about this contact. How can they contact you tonight?
They can contact me by email. It's pegsue.peggy@gmail.com. And they can also reach me on Facebook or Instagram as Peggy Sue Pulliam.
Very good. All right. To start off, I want to hear about your books you've written too. Let us know about what you've been writing about, please.
Well, my first book, it's called Arise and Shine for Those Who Mourn, for those that mourn. That book came out of a compiled journaling time that I spent with the Lord after I lost my mother and my dad. I just really had heard the Lord one day tell me to write a book, and I chuckled like Sarah in the Bible. I was like, I didn't feel I was educated enough to write a book, but it came out of my personal experience of grief and loss and really searching for it makes me want to cry talking about it. Just searching for healing of that broken heart, of broken relationships, of having someone for all of your life and then they're gone. So it's a short little book. You can find it on Amazon. And the second book is called Prayer Watch Parkway. And it is basically about life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and how God meets you where you are, and sometimes in ways that we're not even crying out for Him or searching for Him. He just shows up, you know, like He did with the two men after He was resurrected, and He's walking down the road and He just shows up. So those are about times to where it's a prayer watch parkway, that you're always moving, you're always going, and He will meet you in at least unexpected times.
Well, I'd like to talk about the first book briefly. You mentioned healing. And Peggy, I'm wondering, does healing from grief come automatic, or do we have to seek it and find it? How does that work?
It doesn't come automatic. It is a continuous journey. Healing from grief is not a destination. It's not that you get to one place and say, oh, I've arrived. I've got through that first year. When I was in therapy with my therapist, he told me, he's like, well, now you've gotten through your first year, the second year, they say, is always the worst. I was like, oh no, don't tell me that. I did not want to hear that, because I knew how tough the first year was. So it's just like you continue to grow in it. It gets, you'll always miss that person. They're always a part of you, but it's not something that just happens overnight. It's a process, and you do have to, I think sometimes, be somewhat proactive, and it's different for every single person.
Right.
Some people are busy people, and
right.
Say for example, my husband, he deals with grief totally different than I do or anyone else. When he lost his father and mother, he threw himself into work and staying busy, and it was staying busy, and that's the way that was his coping mechanism, his coping strategy, or he would just get out and work in the yard or get on the lawnmower and just cut grass.
Wow.
And it's different. And some people are busy. Some people think that they can just go on, and some people do. But as a grief counselor, at some point in time, you'll have to deal with that pain and loss. It might come up later in years, or something or someone that you meet, it may trigger that. And it's just important to walk through that process. And with some people, it's not long. Some people, it's a process. Some people, it's a short time. Or does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've experienced grief just a year or so ago. So those are important things to know. So we're going to have you back on about your book, okay? We can hold it up, show the people, and get into it more, because that does need to be worked through. I thought healing just came naturally, and it can, but there are some steps that can be taken to can facilitate the healing, or you can hurt yourself by not working through that process, I found out too.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be, the Bible says in counsels, there's safety, in counsel. So we want to pursue that. But tonight we want to discuss some very important topics, and there's a bunch of them in dealing with reconciliation and healing. Tell us about Hope House. What do they offer there?
Hope House is a place in Milledgeville, and I think they have them in different places all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
They have and house women that are in alcohol and drug and rehab recovery, and they stay there, and some of them are there by choice, and some of them are there not by choice. They're there by the courts, or they're by DFACs.
Sure, stipulated.
Most of the ladies have had their children. Some of them have their children with them, some of them don't. But they are in the process of getting their life back together and taking steps. And part of that is getting a certificate in single and parenting. And so I teach those classes, single and parenting classes. It's a 13-week course, and at the end of the 13 weeks, they get a certificate. And so if they have to take it to DFACs or the courts, then they have that. And basically, it's all scriptural Bible-based curriculum through church initiatives from North Carolina. And it's a really good program. It teaches them how to set a budget. It teaches them how to deal with their children when they're acting up. It teaches them how to deal with their emotions and how to take care of themselves. And it covers a lot of good topics. And throughout the course of the 13 weeks, I am able to share my testimony with them, coming from having a background of two failed marriages, physical abuse, substance abuse, and being a single mom for 7.5 to 8 years, and then meeting my husband for now is 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, it's saying, And I like to share that and tell them, it's like what you see on the outside may look like it's all put together, or it may look like the cover of a perfect looking book. But when you open it up and you start to turn the pages, you see life. You see a mess. I learned some valuable lessons, and I like to share those with the ladies. Mm-hmm. That also, that if God can do it for me, He can do it for you. But there are also steps with that process that you have to take.
Friends, we're going to ask Peggy another question about divorce care. But if your first time tonight meeting with us, this is Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches, and we are a podcast that is devoted to those who've been hurt, maybe left the church, maybe left God. You're not by yourself. We're here to support you. You're not forgotten, and we're reaching out to you tonight to let you know there's hope, reconciliation, and healing, and forgiveness even tonight for you. So we want you to consider these things and return to church on Sunday. Just go in and listen to the message and take part of the songs, because men sometimes do hurt, but God can heal. So Sunday, go on back to service and let God use you. Peggy, tell us about the divorce care. How does that work? Is there a program, a process? What is that all about?
It is another program that we have and we offer, and it is another 13-week course. They come in and sign up, and it's sometimes we have a lot of people come, and it is all biblical based too, but it talks about the betrayal, the hurt, the either the abuse, or, and it's also there to let other people know they're not by themselves. They're not alone. They're other people. And we have found that when they come in, different ones come in as a group, they create a bond, and then they stay in touch after the 13 weeks, after they get through that time of loss or anger and hurt. And it's very rewarding. It's very good for the people when they come and they are scared to come somewhere for the first time by themselves without their spouse. Mm-hmm. And we tell everyone that comes to these Hope House meetings, single and parenting, grief, and divorce care, that this is their safe place. And what is said in here stays in here, and that it's a safe place where they can begin to heal and walk through the process.
Any questions from our staff or from
Colleen? No, not at the moment. No, sir.
You know, Peggy, you mentioned the idea of anger there. I've been doing some studies with one of the doctors here in town, and I've been gathering some stats from Stevens. She's an RN, CPN, CCRN. And what I've been connecting the dots on is when you look at divorce, division in the family or the church, it can have some of those same connections or correlations. We've seen it in divorced families, churches that split up. Do any of these resonate with you? There's an element of anger there that goes on with that. Anxiety, they've seen that. That was number two. Number three, they were forced to choose a side against mom, against dad, against the preacher, against whoever. And bitterness can set up in that against the person who they've been turned to go against. Many of the children disdain going to church anymore. And some even have a sexual deviance because of that. Letting down, and that just the shock of all that. It's going to take prayer and the Holy Ghost to reconnect those. But and friends, we're doing these discussions to begin to get a different result. We know things happen. We're trying to get a handle on it, to tweak it in a more positive way to bring out a better resolution. So, Peggy, have you seen that anxiety or anger in the divorce and separation of families?
Yes, very much so.
Sure.
I even experienced in my own life when I was divorced, and it had been several years after my divorce. I didn't realize how angry I was, but I didn't know what to do with all that. I didn't know, you know, where to go, because at that time it was like, we didn't go back to church. I didn't go back to church. I ran, trying to numb all that pain, trying to numb the hurt and heal from the physical abuse and heal from the emotional abuse. It took a lot longer to heal from the words than it did the bruises or anything like that. But
you mentioned that there was a minister's wife who came in for grief counseling, and what was her story again?
She had lost her husband, and she was realizing that she just wanted to come and have a place to where she knew that she needed some healing, to where she could be with people and safe people, and very touching.
Wow. Peggy, tonight you're talking to someone who's been wounded. They've been hurt, church issues or with their family, and they stopped going to church because of the wounds. What would you tell them?
I would tell them I love you. Okay. And that God loves you, and that God sees you where you are, and he can meet you where you are. Take that first step to reach out to someone that you know is going to be there for you regardless. And it's hard to take that first step, but once you take the first step, it gets, knowing that someone's there with you, it gets a little bit easier.
That's true.
Peggy, if I've been wounded and I haven't had the healing, is it hard for me to forgive?
Yes.
So I've got to have that healing first before I can begin to reach out to others and if I don't do that, if I don't get the healing or the forgiveness, can that affect me physically?
Yes, very much so. There is also another book that I go with our ladies right now, and it's called Soul Care. And there are 7 principles to the Soul Care book by Dr. Rob Reimer. Mm-hmm. And it takes you through every single step of repentance and forgiveness and family sin patterns and things like that. But I'm glad that you brought up the forgiveness part, because I'll share my personal story. But when I was in Atlanta trying to get my life back together after divorce, I thought that everything was okay. But my coworker, which was a recovering alcoholic, was paying close attention to my language and what I was saying about myself. And I was so angry. Everything that happened in my life that was bad, I blamed it on my ex-husband. It was all his fault. Everything was his fault. If I had a flat tire, it was his fault. I was so angry.
Wow.
I just wished he was dead. I even thought about ways if I could kill him. But then I realized I couldn't do that because it wouldn't help me anymore. But she made a statement. She says, well, you know what you need to do, don't you? I says, no, I don't. She said, you need to pray for him. I was like, what? I mean, I started laughing at her. I was like, I'm not going to pray for him. So I need to pray for me. And I thought it was funny. I look back on that and I remember like it was yesterday. And she said, pray for him. And I did not want to pray for him. He was the least person that I ever wanted to pray for. But I did. I went home and I got on my knees beside my bed. And I said, Lord, my friend Hope said I needed to pray for this man. I couldn't even call his name. I said, so here he is, and I'm done. Amen. And I got up and walked away. I mean, it was just that simple. And I'd done that over a period of time, and I began to notice something inside of me. My prayers got a little bit longer. I began to where I could say his name to bring him to God. And God began to do a healing inside of me that I was totally unaware of.
Wow.
We have a call coming in. We'll take that.
Well, Ms. Williams asks, divorce is so hard on children. It makes now single mothers who have failed on both fronts, their self-esteem dives.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
It does.
Wow. What do you think, Peggy? Wow.
That's one of the things we deal with in our single and parenting classes. The ladies are struggling with their identity and who they are as a person, as a mom, as going back into the workforce, feeling confident, and just walk them through that process. And it's sometimes we just have to put some mud boots on and walk through the mud. Mm. And to get to the other side, sometimes it's pretty rough. It's very hard.
It is. Friends, we have to worry. We've gone beyond time tonight. This podcast is by Church of God for Church of God. We focus on those who've been wounded. That's what we do. We bring on guests like Peggy to talk about what she's been through, difficulty of it, and we discuss in dialogue how you tonight can receive those three things: healing, reconciliation, and forgiveness. And we know that these things are real and they do hurt. There's no doubt about that. They do. But we're here to support you in that process. It is a process. And again, we're not a church, but we're here to support you in that. So consider coming back to church this Sunday, letting God know what he already knows, what you're going through. And again, men do hurt sometimes, but God can heal you. So consider that this Sunday and go back to the services. Peggy, thanks again. I got to have you on again about your book. We do thank our staff, so lead us to kneel tonight, and our supporting staff also too. This is Prince, your host here. May the Lord bless you.